Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. Be excited for today. Good luck with that. I'm just thankful for everything that God's done and what He continues to do. I hope in your life that you have that expectation of future good, that you have that comfort, knowing that you're taken care of in every situation. If you don't, start picking a verse and applying it to your life. Start reading the Word. Break it down. I mean, it's an incredible... It's incredible, and it's living, and it helps you, and it guides you, and there's just so many things in here that will bring continual blessings. I was reading this morning in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. It says that we henceforth may be no longer children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight or the entrapment or deceit of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. There's a lot of teachers out there. There's a lot of things to be taught. And the problem is that theology has taken over what the Word says. It's not about man's theology. It's not about what man thinks about the Word. It's what the Word says. And when you know the Word, when you read it for yourself and you learn it, because that Spirit will teach you the Word. You don't need a teacher. You start to read it, it'll start to work in you. Once you start to do that, you have a fundamental truth. You know the truth and you can stand in it. Verse 15, but speaking truth, I love this verse, but truthing it in love may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, even Christ. Christ is the head of the body of believers, us, the church. And He moves the church how He wants to move it. But you gotta speak the truth in love. You got to speak the truth in love. It's something that I have a hard time doing. I don't really bring my voice up when I hear untruth, especially when it comes to the Word. But that's what He asks of us. I'm going to jump down to verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk no longer as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having been darkened in the understanding from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. The life of God, if you don't believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that's fine. Enjoy your life. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But if you do, don't be blinded in the darkness. We have God's light in us. We have that in us, and don't be ignorant to it. The blindness of the heart comes from not having faith. You have to believe in what you have to believe. It's a firm reliance in what you hear. And if you don't hear the Word, you can't believe the Word. It's having a firm conviction in the Word. If you jump over to verse 20, it says, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning, that's put away, concerning with the ultimate purpose, the before conversation or the before manner of life of the old man, which is the Adam nature, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. You gotta put away the carnal nature. And verse 23, and be ye renewed. Renewed implies that the whole course of your life now changes. It changes in a different direction. And be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind or your reflective conscience, and that ye put on, like a t-shirt, the new spiritual nature, that which after God is created in righteousness and of a truth, holiness. You gotta put on the spiritual nature that you are. And that spiritual nature walks in love and confidence. It does not walk in fear. That's the carnal nature. You gotta start to walk with the Spirit. You gotta start to build a relationship with God. You gotta start to talk to God. You gotta start to go to God and ask Him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Do you have a question? You don't need to go to YouTube and find somebody to help you. You have God Almighty. Ask him and lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. This whole life, grace, which is seeing God's loving disposition, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being, will make you full, will fill you up through the instrument, by the instrument of the epignosis, a true and personal relationship with God where you hear from him and you heed his advice and his son, Jesus Christ. It's what you choose in this life, and you got to choose God. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I don't have the fear, and I want to run.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for today and for the constant blessings. I just ask that you, well, I also thank you for the direction and what's going on in my life. For like the newness of even the working out and the karate and all that other stuff, Father, I thank you for just showing me that, and I'm very, very thankful for it. I pray for each and every one of your believers. I ask that you take care of them, and for the people we work with, a lot of them are going through a lot with their families, that you just bless those situations. Again, I thank you for your son and what he did for us. I pray for the safety of my brother and sister-in-law and my sister, that you just cover them. And I just thank you for a great day today. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.